For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the week for the Jimmies and the Joes.
Thought about taking a little person into the backfield and throwing them over the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, in short yardage situations. Now, there are several issues with this in that it's not legal at all.
This is a Draft Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
You can't just sit there and just say, all right, we're just going to throw them over the top. Is this like a read play where you're trying to figure out where he go, like where the weak spot is, and then you toss him over?
Yeah. Do you go over center? Do you go over guard or tackle?
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's direct, a read play.
Direct snap.
Are we talking a sweep?
Draft Week with Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon!
Oh,
listen to that. We got some NFL Films music, huh? Football's back already.
No, it's not.
Let's go, dude.
It's not.
I don't know if you just heard that open.
I don't care.
I don't know if you heard that open, it's NFL nothing. Draft Week. Let's go.
I heard Charlie Brown. Womp, 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 womp.
What?
Womp, womp.
This is a great time of the year.
It is.
It is.
Not the best time of the year, but it's a good time of the year.
No, it's number two. I think October.
October is the best month.
October is an awesome elite sports month for us.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have
everything.
Football in full swing. Major League Baseball postseason, and then you have the NBA is starting up. You have hockey starting. Like all of the sports are going all at once. This is great because you have NBA playoffs. You have the Stanley Cup playoffs. Look, hockey is. It's been a long time since hockey's played since that cup that they played where United States lost to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Their all-star game.
Yeah.
I did like they're back to playing hockey again.
Yeah, no,
it's crazy.
It's back again.
Yeah, yeah. And it's fun.
Playoff hockey, look, there's probably no sport that elevates itself more than playoff hockey.
Yeah, dude. It's sweet.
You just like, I'm not really a hockey fan, then you stumble into playoff hockey and you just kind of like find yourself sinking further and further into the couch. You're like, this is fun.
Yeah. And then we have baseball where the Mariners are doing their thing where their fans get all excited about this going to be the year. They are winning 54% of their games this year so far, which is by design.
8-2 in the last 10. Be nice now. Top 10 on power rankings.
Dude, not just, but
fear the dumper.
Hold on. Unlike every other team in the division, and unlike most Mariners teams, they have a positive run differential. They have a positive run differential.
Fear the dumper.
Look at this. Look at this. They've scored more runs than, I think, any other team in the AL West. Hey, how about that? How about that?
That's nothing to say of the AL West.
No, easy.
Don't look behind the curtain for Oz. We're doing great over here.
The only division that might be worse than the AL West is the NL Central.
You mean the only division in baseball that has every team with double-digit wins right now? That division? The only one in all of baseball?
AL West unite.
Let's check back in a moment.
Four straight series wins for the M's. George Kirby's coming back eventually. Yeah, no one really says when he's coming
all right,
back.
But this is a great time of the year, though, because you have all these things, and then you have the NFL draft, and football's like, we back, baby. Spring ball and college football is like a little palate tease for everybody out there. It's fun. I like this. This is a great time of year.
It is.
This weekend was great, too. Everybody have a good Easter? Everybody that celebrated? Easter? Good Easter for everybody?
Did all the family things Saturday and Sunday to split it between the families? And
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to go see Warfare this weekend, but that got nipped in the bud. I was bummed about that. Everybody I've talked to has said it's absolutely awesome.
Now, is that a movie that you would... And that is a Warfare movie.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty apt title for what it's about.
Yeah.
It's about dudes in war.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a retelling from memory from Iraq in 2006. I don't think it's the Fallujah run-up, because that would have been 2005. That was a lot. But from what I've seen and from what I've heard, it's basically nonstop. And there's apparently a part of the movie when support is 10 minutes out that it goes real time. So from the time that they're like, hey, we're 10 minutes out, it goes real time, 10 minutes to just drive home.
What it's
kind
like
of what
stress.
10 minutes feels like in that
yeah.
kind of environment.
That's like, crazy.
10 mics is a lot.
So, is that a movie you go to by yourself?
I'm going to end up going by myself. My wife is, she tapped out.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, my wife would just be like, yeah, no.
Yeah, so I'm going to go by myself this week.
Okay. I have a feeling that's going to be a lot of dudes just by themselves in the theater, just kind of scattered about. Yeah. Scattered
proper
about
the theater.
Proper man spacing. Yeah, yeah. And then you'll just kind of give each other a nod and, all right, yep, we know what we're here for. I don't feel like that's a group movie that you go to. Like, it's not a movie that you're like, you and the boys, we're going to go to the movie.
I don't know. I think that could be a movie you go see with the boys.
Do you ask the boys to go see a movie with you? I don't know that I've ever asked the boys to go see a movie.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, dude.
I've gone to a movie with the boys.
Yeah. Like, a boy. Like, it might be like, hey, me and you, like, we like this actor. We like this type of movie. Me and you are going to go. But I've never been, like, texting the group chat, boys, let's go to the movie.
I remember... Transformers, the very first one came out. I was home on leave. A bunch of us were at Sports Page in Beaverton.
All right, yes.
And we were like, hey, it was, you know, Bridgeport had just opened.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I think it was a Thursday night. So it was the midnight screening. Like, let's all roll down to Transformers. We get down there and there's a line of probably 40, 50 people and they're all cosplaying.
Oh, like dressed as Transformers.
Yeah,
huh?
One dude had like a cardboard box like cosplay that when he stood up, it looked like Optimus Prime. And when he like got down on his knees and hands and knees, like leaned forward, it like turned into a semi truck.
Oh.
It was actually pretty impressive for being cardboard.
I mean, like, that is cool. It seems like it'd be very uncomfortable to wear to a movie.
Yeah, it was certainly a thing, but no, there was probably about 10 of us.
Well, I'll be damned.
We rolled down to Transformers, and that was the first time I was ever at a movie theater where people like hooted and hollered, like lost their mind when, because this is the very first Transformers.
When Megan Fox came out, they hooted and hollered?
No, it was Optimus Prime. We there was definitely some hootering, though, when Megan Fox came out.
Wow. The first hooting and hollering movie I ever went to was me and three of the boys.
See?
We went to...
Yeah. I'm wrong.
Opening night of Original Kings of Comedy at Lloyd Center.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
That changed the way I watch movies, like, forever.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great time.
Oh, God.
Another boys' day to the movies.
Downstairs.
Was... we did... Old School.
Oh,
I did
okay,
Old School.
Yeah.
I think that was on a recruiting trip, actually, because it was like negative 10 degrees.
I think we need to pull this.
And then we did, in college, Anchorman. Boys all did some day drinking, and then we went to Anchorman. That was a great time. I was crying laughing. Mm. You go and you watch a good comedy with the boys,
oh,
you're
yeah.
all going to, you're going to be rolling on the floor laughing. It's a great time.
Did that with Talladega Nights.
Mm. Yeah.
Talladega Nights was one we went and saw.
So
the
Will
boys.
Ferrell movies. Yeah. We're just talking Will Ferrell movies. Yeah. That's okay though. I think it fits.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm almost certain that Transformers was the first like movie I was in where the entire theater lost their mind when Optimus Prime transformed the first time. Because, I mean, it was 2008, so what, 15 years ago? So we were all 25, 26. That's what we grew up with. And it was the first time they'd ever done anything like it really like hit for our generation. I mean, we had like Ninja Turtles when we were a kid, but that was, you know, Jim Henson Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. A PE teacher at McKinney Elementary in Hillsboro. He was, I think, Raphael.
No kidding.
I want to say that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't go to McKinney, so I can't, like, verify I talked to him, but that's what all the kids said.
I imagine that Ninja Turtle costume was not fun to wear.
Not at all.
Like, that looked really heavy and awkward.
Not at all.
Like, if you fell on your back, you would actually get stuck like a turtle.
Oh, here we go. We got the fan text line. I used to go on the annual boys trip. We would go to the movies together sometimes when there was something good enough out to see at the time. We saw Fury. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Fury 1 year, and then we saw The Gentlemen another time. Lots of good stuff to see with the boys. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah, but
yeah, now we have 2008 Rambo in Myanmar snuck in with 2/5. Wow.
Oh, wow.
It was wild. That is a wild night.
Avengers Endgame. I think they're talking about the hooting and hollering. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I mean, that was the whole freaking theater. Like, every time I watch that movie, every single time I remember seeing it in theaters because everyone lost it.
Who? Oh, God.
It, I mean,
was it LaShawn McCoy that
yes.
ruined Avengers?
Yes. Since
he spelled Tony Stark wrong.
Did he go full people, Tony Stank?
People were muting every word they possibly could, and LaShawn McCoy misspelled Tony Stark's name and ruined the movie for people out there trying to hide all the spoilers.
Yeah.
God bless you,
Shady. That was like, what, a 13-year buildup for that?
He said, R.I.P. my dog, Tony, T-O-N-E-Y, Stark, S-T-A-R-K.
Why? You know why nobody wants to see that dog. Like, why?
That's exactly why he did it.
I know.
This is LaShawn McCoy, though. You know, you want his Twitter feed because it's a stream of consciousness, right? He's just out there saying what he's feeling. And he felt he needed to throw out big RIPs for Tony Stark.
Pour one out for the homie.
Golly. All right. The Force Awakens when Han Solo and Chewbacca gets back on the Millennium Falcon. Was that a big hoot and hollering one? That one died means nothing to me.
Oh yeah, no, that one definitely was.
That one was kind of a cheap one though. I feel like because it's a sequel to a sequel, but it's a sequel. People grew up watching it.
Yeah.
They're of course gonna cheer when those people come out.
Okay,
like it's set up for cheering. It's like when they remake Happy Gilmore. If you go see Happy Gilmore in theaters, people are gonna cheer.
I feel like that's a spoiler for me.
Mm.
You know, can. Spoiler alert, guys.
I think the timelines run out. Coyote Ugly is a group in Redding, California. Fun times. Shout out Piper Perabo.
I have no idea who that person is.
The smoking hot blonde.
Piper Perabo?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. P-E-R-A-B-O, I believe.
No, yeah, she comes up right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know who she is.
Shout outs to her. Yeah, she is great. Yeah.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jackass, I distinctly remember some guy in the back row threw up on some poor sap in the row ahead of him. Oh, my goodness. See, that's what you get, though. You go into a Jackass movie, you should probably expect that might happen to you.
Yeah, because there's going to be something that happens in there that is going to rattle a few people.
Wow. Yeah. Whoa. Boys' trip to the movies up. Yes, the Disney movie. Three grown-ass men going to see it solo.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know if I'd do that in the theaters.
No.
That's a no.
No.
One up. Dude.
No.
That movie's sad.
Yeah.
The beginning of that movie is undeniably sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. His wife dies. It's like, damn.
I don't know if you guys ever noticed
that with the boys.
But, like, most Disney movies are brutally sad in the opening act.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, their parents are dead.
It's the Disney formula. It's called the Disney formula. Yeah. Where parents die. They're on a solo adventure to find themselves. Animals that talk.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten away from the part of the formula where a dude comes and saves. Strong man comes in to save. But then...
Have they?
Yeah, they have, dude. Yeah. Yeah, they have. They're getting away from that. It's a big thing in the Disney people's world.
Yeah.
I took a class called Understanding and Interpreting Disney Film.
Mm.
It was great. It was a great class. I mean, we just watched like Disney movies, and we had this old crusty professor who'd just sit there and yell at us about Disney.
Nice.
And tell us all the things that were wrong with it and right with it. It was great. I love that. It was really hard, though, when you had to write a 10-page paper about a Disney movie. I didn't appreciate that.
Didn't weren't a fan?
God, no. No.
10 pages isn't that much.
No, but I don't care enough to write 10 pages about it. There's a lot of people that did.
You didn't want to dissect the meaning of Moana?
No, that movie didn't exist then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was like 20 years ago. That was 20 years ago.
You're kind of in the soft spot for Disney there.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that was the great part about the class was that we had...
You're watching the old bangers.
God, what was his name? I forgot his name. But he'd just get up there and he'd yell at us that Disney's lost its fastball.
I mean, he wasn't wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And we ended up watching. He's like, he found a, you know, like a pirated version of Song of the South that we had to watch as a class.
That one's tough.
Boy. And he's like, this is not their fastball, but this is where they were. And this is where they are now.
Whoops.
And it was a different world then.
No, well, maybe it was their fastball, and that was part of the problem.
Yeah, we couldn't control that fastball. All right, that's talking movies. Movies with the bros. Will, go do it.
Yeah,
you should do it,
man. I go solo movies. I don't do bro movies.
Look, I'll tell you this. There's two paths that people need to venture down more. Solo movie and movies with the bros.
Yeah.
Like, that is a real thing. Like, we need to bring back appointment viewing to the movies. Like, Top Gun. Tom Cruise did a great job with that. With Maverick.
Yeah.
Of, like, bringing people back to the movies. Like,
see, that's a good one to go with the bros.
Look, the new Mission Impossible. Yeah. That will be one to go with the boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't mean you can't go see, like, a rom-com. Yeah. Probably a little weird, but look, there's plenty of movies you can go. Warfare. Go see Warfare with the boys. Leave with just crippling depression. and the reality of even just a speck of what it's like to be over there doing that.
I don't agree with that one.
No?
Mm-mm.
No?
I think movies with the boys, you need to find a good comedy. But that's the hard part. He may be out of this because he's so young that we haven't had any banger comedies come out in theaters.
There haven't been good comedies in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I liked Ricky Stenicki, but that wasn't a theater comedy. I like going solo, dude. I started going solo last year.
Ricky Stenicki, yeah, okay.
That's a funny one. What'd you think I said?
No, I was just thinking of what movie that is, and I was
it's
like,
funny.
Oh,
it's
John
funny.
Cena.
There isn't a theater release.
Here's one. Here's the one that you need to go to.
I'm going
to
go solo.
Nope. You're going to do this, and you're going to group chat with the boys.
Mm.
You are going to go out August 1. The Naked Gun.
Oh.
You are going to go. You should go to The Naked Gun with the boys. Have some bevvies before. Have a great time.
Bro date.
Bro date to The Naked Gun. It would be that. That's a movie that you go to with the boys.
But what if I haven't seen the first one?
You don't need to.
Also, it might help you.
Well.
It might help you.
There's no Leslie Nielsen, so.
No, and that's why it might help him.
Mm.
Then O.J. Simpson's in the OG, so.
Yeah.
So maybe not the best acting?
Oh, I beg to differ, sir.
O.J.
Actually, you think O.J. acts great in it?
He's actually not bad.
He was actually, he was a pretty good actor.
It's not bad.
It is true.
Yeah,
it did help him later.
Yeah. You go to the boys, to this one, you're going to see Liam Neeson, Pam Anderson, Cody Rhodes, shout out to WrestleMania.
Mm. He lost.
Yeah, to Cena.
Spoiler.
He couldn't see him.
That's not a spoiler. Like, the internet got mad yesterday. And that's a live event. That's a live sporting event.
And they brought out Stone Cold.
I'm not and he crashed his four.
Almost ran that lady over.
Paul Walter Hauser's in it. Dude, this has got a great cast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to love this with the boys.
No, it'll be fun.
I'm excited for this.
I don't know that I'm going to see that with the boys.
No, you need to.
I'm going to go solo to Warfare or Sinners. You know what? Now that I think about it, I got asked to do a bro date to one of those. Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
There was a guy who was trying to get the boys together yesterday.
Go see Sinners?
See?
He didn't care between Warfare or Sinners. Mm. He didn't care. He wanted to see one.
Both are getting just absolutely insane reviews.
I'm going to have to go see them both.
And this is the problem with you.
I don't like people.
You're playing a downer.
Yeah. I'm not a downer.
To a bro date at the movies.
No, not a downer.
I'm telling you, man, coming out of the movie, like reciting your favorite lines or, you know, being the guy who's like, that's the best movie I've ever seen, or, oh my God, that was a steaming pile of crap, and then having the debates and arguments about what was the best, what was the worst. Like, that's the stuff that was always fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's, because when you, like, then those become the inside jokes for 20 years.
Yeah. And that was Anchorman with the boys. We went out to a party that night, and we were all reciting Anchorman lines. Nobody else knew what we were talking
randomly
about.
Randomly yelling Baxter.
Yeah, no. 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 But, you know, like Brick guy leaves for a minute. He's like, yeah, Brick killed a guy with a trident. And people are like just looking around like, what? Who is Brick and what is a trident? And I'm like,
she probably lay low for a while.
You don't even know. Mm-hmm. Find a safe house. Yeah, that was, this is what you can do with Naked Gun. And I feel like you're afraid to do it.
Yeah, that would require like asking things and
Going
out.
No, I'm going to force you to bring back quoting lines nonstop with the boys.
I quote lines nonstop with the boys. I just don't ask the boys on boy dates.
Dude.
I'm not doing that.
You're soft. You're soft. I thought 2025, we were supposed to be more open to going in bro dates and hanging out with the boys.
I love hanging out with the boys, but usually I like hanging out with the boys with some beers.
I mean, you can do that at the theater.
I can't talk.
Here's a text.
I don't know. Can I do
on the fan text line? And I remember this a little bit. James Cameron wanted OJ to be the Terminator, but thought he was too nice. History tells a different story. All right. We had a lot of basketball. Let's get to the basketball, right? The
so
NBA playoffs. Boy, game one, panic in the streets.
Mm.
It's only game one.
Mm.
But few teams should panic. Next on The Fan.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make.
It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.